why I practically had to throw a yellow just to get him to slow down. So those guys are coming out again. Dick Vermeil emailed me and said that he met a gentleman who owns the 1960 Bose Seal Fast Special. It was driven by A.J. Foyt. I believe at the Indy 500, I Googled it and brought up this beautiful race car, and that gentleman's supposed to be bringing that car out here on display over the weekend of the Vermeil Classic. So we really don't even know how much stuff's going to show up. I mean, it's just going to be... Last year, as I walked around and looked at the cars, I was amazed at what was here and the people that were here and the attitude. So we're just looking forward to another great weekend of racing with you know, the fans and the attitude and the people that donated to the race. That's what really makes the race special. Everybody in the town got behind us. The racing community got behind us, and they had nothing but nice things to say, which made it real easy for us to come back and put in all these hours again and promote the Vermeil Classic for this year. So we're just looking forward to doing it all over again. Like I say, if you haven't got your tickets, either come down and see Kim behind the stands and pick up your tickets, or call Jeannie Hunt at Hunt's Race World. And if you got any ideas, or you want to help out, or you got something you want to donate, like I say, anything that we auction off, all the money goes to the racers. We just want to keep the racers coming back here year after year. So we really appreciate everybody's help. I'm getting ready to go out in the parking lot with John Lonhoff. He used to do all the yearbooks for NARC, and he's got a box full of pictures that we probably have never seen, and he's donating those, and we're going to get some of them autographed by guys like Johnny Anderson, and we're going to frame them, and we're going to auction them off, and he's donating them, and all the money, again, goes to the racers. So it's just people like that that are helping us out, that we really appreciate, that are making that weekend so special. So please come out and join us. It's September 5th and 6th, Labor Day, just about a month away, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks for letting me come up here and talk about the race. I appreciate it.
Well, I definitely appreciate your enthusiasm and also all the good information you have. But once again, we'll keep pumping that up. Tickets for sale behind the main grandstand. Your wife Kim here tonight. But maybe we'll have you come up after the heat races. We'll have four heat races upcoming. Maybe we can do some trivia there and bring up some stuff. And that's always a fun part. But final thing I want to say about that race real quick, because I think you brought up a good point. It kind of reminded everyone of yesteryear, and it was neat to see the camaraderie between the promotions, the drivers, Steve Howard. Everybody involved seemed to lend a helping hand, and real quick, that's what makes events like that very possible and very, you know, very happening. And the internet's a great tool now. The buzz on the internet's awesome, and I'm excited about it. Less than a month away, like you said. So, you know, anything you want to add, or you want to head downstairs, Chad? He said it all. So we'll bring you back up after the heat races and keep talking about that. And I'm excited to see Dick Vermeil again. It's so cool. It's so cool to have a Super Bowl winning coach. His family involved here and right here in Calistoga. And I'll tell you what, he was tickled to death as anyone else, I think. And then it was emotional to see the car come back out. And is he bringing the car back out again? And can you add more info about the car that he drove? Because I didn't know much about it. It's a car that he restored, yeah, and he got to drive it around.
I don't really know a lot about that car. When I was a kid, it was the Vermeil Offie number 65 that I remember. That was the car that was always here, like I say, when I was a kid. I do want to add that everybody knows who Dick Vermeil is. Stan Vermeil, one of Dick's brothers, actually held the track record here at Calistoga, I believe, in the Vermeil Offie at one time, because he raced midgets and sprints. And Stan's actually a specialist when it comes to the flathead Model A's. He ships Model A motors all over the world. And then Al Vermeil, another one of their brothers, most people don't know this, but Al Vermeil actually Al Vermeil actually was a trainer, physical trainer for the 49ers and for the Chicago Bulls when they were both in their heyday. Al Vermeil has four Super Bowl rings with the Niners, and he has four NBA championship rings with the Chicago Bulls. So Al Vermeil, even though he wasn't a head coach, is very established in the training field. He's actually in the Hall of Fame for trainers. So if you ever Google or look up Al Vermeil on the internet, you're going to see that guy, like I say, he worked with Michael Jordan and all those guys over on the Bulls when they were winning championships, and he was with, like I say, the Niners when they were in their heyday too. So, and Al was out here last year. He was all choked up. The whole family had a wonderful time. It really made it all worth it to see them all come out, and I've talked to most of them, and I think they're all going to try to make it back.
Well, we'll send you on your way. Thank you, Chad, once again for taking time coming up and talking with us. But we'll invite you back up after the heat races. We'll give away some free stuff. We'll have some trivia questions for you fans in a little bit as we keep talking about the Louis Vermeil Classic coming up September 5th and 6th here at the famed Calistoga Half Mile Speedway.